There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're here at their own behest. Well, there's a request for me and a behest from themselves. And then there's Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler, monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day, which is mostly about the debate, right? Isn't it pretty much all debate? Isn't that, that's pretty much what we're doing here, what they're doing.
Well, I have a very important story about making beer into gasoline, but other than that, yeah. Huge story.
Cheaper than buying gas.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Make your own.
Not much. Okay, so the first presidential debate is tonight. The GOP has its talking stick. There are 10 candidates that will be on at 9 o'clock. 7 will be on at 5 o'clock, based on the average of recent national polls. Somebody asked the question on the air yesterday, and I didn't have an answer. Fox News says that it took this from random polls. How'd they decide on which polls to monitor? Anybody know?
Five.
I understand there were, but how?
The average. How I don't know how they chose.
Well, that's
them,
the point.
Though.
The question is, what are they, I suppose? Well, some people will come up with that. Donald Trump is polling the highest by far, despite being the most controversial. I think it is, the reason he is polling as high as he is because he is controversial, frankly.
And he has a brand. I mean, people, that's really important, sadly. I mean, whether, not that I think it's sad in this case, but I mean, so many low information voters just vote on name recognition and, you know, it helps him.
Former Governor Jeb Bush, he wants you to call him Jeb. And I guess that's okay. I don't know what else he has to say, but
he's making a lot of money.
Yep, he's made a lot of money. Scott Walker, apparently uninterested in the fact that he's described as a union buster. Isn't that how he's got a lot of
unions? That's his story from Wisconsin. Right. But I'd like to see from him, I've said it before, because I think he has a great track record and a lot to talk about. I just hope that he does it in a way that's exciting, because he can be a little, you know, just a little vanilla.
Mike Huckabee,
surprising at four, right? In fourth place.
Fourth place.
So
really?
Surprises me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. That does.
Yeah, I don't.
I like him, but I'm surprised.
I don't. He's too preachy. Way too preachy for me on social issues. He's just way too much in your face about that stuff.
See, that's what I like about him. He's not in your face about anything.
Mm-hmm. Huckabee?
He seems like a nice guy.
Well, he's a wonderful guy. He's a very. I met the guy. I think he's a wonderful guy. I just don't want him sticking his nose in my business. It's none of his business what I do or anybody else does.
Anybody that sits in that office or tries to stick in their nose in your business.
Yeah, well, I'm not interested.
It's just a matter of where they're putting their nose.
Sticking their nose in my business. Ben Carson, who plays, what's that game?
Operation.
Okay.
Ben Carson is so smart, and I'm excited to see him actually tonight. But he just needs to amp it up.
Ted Cruz, another snoozer.
Oh no, I like
Tea Party Golden Boy. Man. You know, let's just digress a minute. Let's go back to the Tea Party scandal. If you did not hear this or did not know this,
which one?
The Tea Party scandal of the IRS. The bipartisan probe of this scandal has netted some results. The report issued today by the Senate Finance Committee lays the blame for the failure when it comes to getting the information or what happened in the Tea Party scandal completely on the shoulders of Lois Lerner, who coincidentally is no longer there. It's easy to blame somebody who's not there any longer, right? What's she going to say? Do you think there are other people involved in this? I sure as heck do. I think this comes from the White House. I think it all came down.
Which is why she's not in jail.
because she's protected.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if this is a go to jail offense. I mean, I don't know what you do with people
tampering
like
tampering with government information.
Yeah, it's a go to jail offense.
Yeah, it absolutely is a go to jail offense.
Well,
you tried to
all right, so does that, wait a minute.
To lead an IRS hard drive.
Does that mean that Hillary Clinton is a candidate for jail? If, in fact,
yes.
All of the things about Benghazi,
that's why the FBI is
covered up
to it.
Really?
She will never
yeah.
go to jail, but no. she is right. definitely a candidate to go to jail. For sure.
So that gives Roberta's candidate, Bernie, a chance to really
move
him up.
Yeah,
right.
Orange usually doesn't bring in the votes. No.
Orange jumpsuits, yeah. Doesn't look good in the
old depends on Cleveland, it does. It may not in everybody else, but in Cleveland, it's great. This is the anniversary, 70th anniversary, of the bombing of Hiroshima. Do you pronounce it Hiroshima or Hiroshima?
I say Hiroshima, but...
Hiroshima, yeah. Hiroshima.
Hiroshima, yeah.
So the mayor of the city of Hiroshima renewed his call for the president of our country and other presidents, world leaders, to step up efforts to eradicate all nuclear weapons. Amen to that, brother. When you look at the pictures of what happened, most of us were not alive when this took place. 240,000 civilians died, either from the direct explosion or the radiation that happened after the Enola Gay dropped that bomb right smack over the center of Hiroshima. First time an A-bomb was ever dropped. You look at the accounts of Harry Truman making the decision to do this. Because at the time, most of you may or may not know, those of you who studied history, sadly those of you who are currently enrolled in school or victims of the school system the last 20 years probably don't know this, about the fact that Harry Truman, on the night he decided to do this, there were two decisions to make. It was either drop the bomb or invade Japan. If we had invaded Japan, the estimates were that 2 million Japanese would be killed and at least 200,000 American soldiers would die. So on the face of that, rather than, and there were a lot of people who didn't want to use the bomb, the militarists, MacArthur, all of the people that were big names, Eisenhower never really weighed in on this directly, but the decision, the recommendation to Truman was that we invade Japan. Send in, just do what we did in Japan, like we did in D-Day. Send in and just go for it. Then there was the A-bomb. And Truman, he worked at it for, you read the accounts, he worked at it, thinking it through for 3 or 4 days, and he decided to go with the bomb. And I think he did the right thing. Yes, no, everybody around the room? Yes or no? Was it the right, the A-bomb versus losing 200,000 American men and 2 million Japanese?
Yep.
Probably, yeah. Was it the right thing to do? Yes or no?
At the time, yes.
Imagine having to pull that trigger, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Imagine having to, that's I think Harry Truman is one of the really underrated presidents of our country. Guy was a haberdasher. Came from no place. Was a senator. He got elected on a whim. And then when Roosevelt needed somebody that was nondescript, everybody, he didn't even know who Truman was, by the way. Did you know that? FDR never knew who Truman was until somebody came to him and said, that senator from Missouri, you ought to put him on the ballot with you the last time around. So they did. Because they figured he'd be no threat and he wouldn't be in the way. He was just there. And look at what the guy got into and how well he stood up to it.
How many...
You know what a haberdasher is, right? Jennifer Younger, people know what a haberdasher is. So clothier. He was a seamster.
I think he was a clothier.
Clothier. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, go ahead, Richie.
Well, just think about it. If you walk through the halls of Congress or the Senate right now, how many haberdashers do you think you
wouldn't
would
find many of them there? Mostly lawyers.
You 80% lawyers.
A few business people. Yep.
Yeah. Lawyers and doctors.
Yep.
Lawyers, doctors, and a few business people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But think about the. You look at pictures of Obama now. Look at pictures of anybody who's been the president and how they age in the office. Look at what he did at Clinton.
Yeah.
Never really seemed to take that effect on Bush. On Reagan. And old man Bush either. Reagan, because the last year and a half he had Alzheimer's and he didn't have it full blown, but he had enough of it so that it wasn't getting to him. And a lot of people said he dyed his hair anyway.
Listen to this factoid.
What?
While 0.6% of the U.S. adult population are lawyers, 41% of the 113th Congress are lawyers. this. Members of Congress are 68 times as likely as all American adults to have practiced law.
Amazing. And then 16 after the hour, Chuck Stephens,
right.
Good day program. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long. Every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy. Do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourRight.com. That's BicFightForYourRight, WRITE.com.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hence, great tobacco road acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, 19 after the hour. Doug Stephens, good day program.
Doesn't Roberta have some Queen of Cheap stuff for us?
Oh, you're right about that. Thank you, Kenny, for reminding me about
She's
that.
The queen. No, Bruce is more important.
All right. All right, make it fast, Roberta. You got 60 seconds.
Roberta. I have 60 seconds.
Let's go.
Okay, let's start with Staples. They've got a great deal going on. Ever lose your pens? Well, they'll give you 60 ballpoint pens and Bic ones at that, too. Not the lousy, you know, make-believe Bic pens. Just $3 at Staples.
$3.
Incredible deal. Oh, yeah. Yeah, now, if you've got a student heading off to college, here's another deal from Walmart. A laptop bundle, including the Chromebook laptop, a printer, a laptop sleeve, and a flash drive, all for $186. Which is an incredible deal if you got a kid going to college. You just want to get your kid a little laptop. Toys R Us giving you a free lunch kit with any backpack. And the Disney Store has a sleep sale with bedtime favorites at only $10.
Here's from Walmart, Toys R Us, and the Disney Store in the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Music time. Whoops, say it again, Doug. Music time. A good day. Pretty recognizable riff here. Does anybody not know this is Stevie Wonder? Stevie Wonder. Everything he did, he does. It's great as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
There's not much that I have found that he's recorded over the years that fits. Superstition. So we start with this sort of a mini Stevie Wonder concert, but we have some other Motown stars to talk about here. The reason we start with singing with I suppose you could call him a superstar. Can't you know Stevie Wonder?
Oh, absolutely.
Superstar?
Oh.
On this date in 1975, little Stevie Wonder signed a contract with Motown, which to that point was the largest amount of money ever paid to a recording star. $13 million.
Wow.
He stayed with Motown. Tamla Records was, at that point in time, T-A-M-L-A, was the sort of super cedar, super successor of Motown, with the label Red Tamla Motown. Anyway, there were a lot of other companies that were after him, and so Motown, in order to keep him, had to pay him $13 million because they'd lost Diana Ross, Gladys Knight, the Four Tops, all left. So they were losing it big time. So when Stevie Wonder's contract came up, he was the beneficiary of the others leaving. And they were able to continue to produce super hits like this one. Crank this up, Rich, one of my faves.
For once I confess what my heart used to dream of long before I knew.
How can you not like this? No matter what musical preference you have, how do you not like this? Not only not like it, become enthusiastic when you hear the way he puts music and words together. It amazes me. If you're benign or uninterested in Stevie Wonder, I don't get where your head's at.
Remember last year when Paul McCartney teamed up with Kanye West?
Yeah.
And they pretty much had no clue. Kanye's crowd had no clue.
Who McCartney was.
Yeah, like this Paul McCartney guy's going to be huge.
Yeah, right.
That's the crowd where they would listen to this and go, what? I have no idea who you're
My
talking
God.
About.
Great. All right, so let's see, just in terms of recognition, the other people that left, Diana Ross. lead singer of the Supremes made the Supremes, well, according to her, Mary Wilson had a different take on it, because Mary Wilson's voice was actually better than Diana Ross's. However, she wouldn't sleep with Berry Gordy. Diana did. So guess who became the lead singer of the Supremes? Interesting how those things happen. Not that she's bad. She's not bad. But I would. Diana Ross was the first defined diva that I think I ever came across. In terms of what we think a diva is. Whereas Gladys Knight never impressed me as someone other than a singer.
Class.
Who wanted to make it big as a singer.
Class.
Unbelievably great. And listen to this as an example. Crank it up, Richie. And they let this go. Motown let her go. What are you, nuts?
Wow.
And the same with the Four Tops.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Richie.
Tell the truth.
About?
Right here, do you pull the train whistle?
Of course, everybody does, Rich.
Pull the train whistle and stand, don't you?
All right, but the Four Tops left.
Oh, you're the best.
What was Berry Gordy thinking? He doesn't meet their demands.
What he was thinking is that he couldn't compete with CBS.
They didn't go to CBS. They didn't go to big. I think Diana Ross went to RCA. I don't think the others went to any big labels. They just paid them a little more. The Four Tops, there's a summer concert series with the Four Tops and Temptations that I really want to get to see. A lot of great musical acts around this summer, as a matter of fact. All right, so there it is, story of Stevie Wonder and his relationship with Motown. As the others left, he stayed, 20 and after. Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win. Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Another half hour of conversation courtesy of Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. He's now circling the track, as it were. Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer and Richie. Let's try to figure out what the Russians are up to, although it seems rather blatant to me when you look at they're very simple and very direct. You kind of know where they're coming from all the time. The United Nations is trying to figure out what the Russians have for ample scientific data. Russia says that the 500,000 square miles in the Arctic that no one owns now are theirs. Putin says, that's mine. The reason they're interested in all of this, it holds a lot of the unused oil and gas reserves in the world. Yesterday, the day before, the number of times that I have focused on oil and gas and the abundance that we still have of this. And I think when the week started, the president was trying to convince everybody that we needed to do things to cut back on oil and gas usage, anything that's fossil fuel related, and move in the other direction. Well, we've been trying to move in the other direction, and there have been a lot of obstacles, especially to wind power, not so much solar power, although because there are more and more of these things showing up in the landscape and people think they're ugly, there are a lot of people who are saying to local communities, no, not so fast with the solar power if you're going to put it on the land. Put on
Hillary
a building.
Clinton wins solar power for everybody, though.
Yeah, really?
Just giving that out, yeah.
Really? Oh, cool.
Yeah. Who's going to pay for that?
Bo, you.
Not me.
Me. But you'll get solar power, so hey.
Really? You sure?
Solar panels, yeah. She's giving them out. She wins. Obama gave out cell phones. Solar panels. Solar panels.
And new cars.
New cars.
Roberto, did you get your cell phone?
Free gift with perfect.
You voted for him.
Yeah. All right, by the way, speaking of new cars, more Americans are buying cars that say, look at me, I have money, I want to drive a big car, I want to drive a fancy car. In the month of July, the three most sold cars in America were expensive, top-of-the-line Acuras, top-of-the-line Audis, top-of-the-line Lincolns.
Good.
Those are
That's
the three
be doing.
Biggest selling cars during the month of July.
And it surprises me. They're having a resurgence.
Yeah, they are.
They're cool cars.
Most of the resurgence is built around cars that are comfortable, that people are not afraid to drive because the cost of gasoline is going down once again. But I am really, I mean, these cars have never really been in the top of mind, but improvement by 6-7% in the amount of sales for this past July versus July a year ago, and most of them, or many of them certainly, were the big, more expensive cars that are so-called gas guzzlers. I drive a car that is considered a gas guzzler. I drive it because A, I like it, B, it's comfortable, C, it offers me because it's larger, I can see more of what's going on around me, therefore be smarter as a driver, and I think it offers me a certain amount of protection, although I don't know how well they're built anymore as compared to what they used to be. Like, they used to have real heavy bumpers on them, and if something happened to the bumper, you knew there was nothing going on. Last week I was driving, I had my pickup truck was in the shop or something, it was a problem with it, so I was driving my Rover in and out of the fields where I was mowing hay, and we were working the hay, and so one night I came out of the fields almost dark, and a guy came down the road and he almost clipped me, and in order to avoid him, I ended up in a ditch, and in the ditch was a stump, and when I drove away from the stump, I left the bumper with the stump.
Well, no cussing at all, right?
I was very angry.
Of course, you should have been.
Yeah. Well, but I was more, the story wasn't as far as the guy who ran me into the hole, but how easily this piece of plastic, because that's all it is. There is absolutely, remember the bumpers we used to have on cars that actually did something? I've put big, heavy bumpers on all my trucks to eliminate the problem of running into trees, rocks, whatever it is that we do when we go into the fields. But these cars, it's all flash and splash. It's all for looks. There is absolutely no protection, no strength. When that bumper got ripped off, and I looked underneath to see what the superstructure was like, Richie, I couldn't believe how flimsy the steel that comes to the back of it and holds the bumper, if you will, in place.
They have an infrastructure, but it's all wrapped in plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the whole car now. Meredith had a...
I mean, cars are safer nowadays than they used to be.
Well, they are because of the internal guts of it. You wear seat belts and you have these airbags and that sort of thing.
Right.
But they aren't built better. They aren't stronger. They aren't tougher. They don't have real metal in them. I had... Meredith had
not
a sticker she wanted me to put on the car. I couldn't find a place to put it because there's no metal. It's all plastic or titanium.
A lot of these moms and dads driving around with it like on their gas cap because that's the only piece of metal in their car.
Yeah, that's the only place you can put it. Yeah, right.
So I'm the proud mom of it. It's like put on their gas cap.
Right. Well, the reason for this, according to the major automakers, is that they sold 17 million cars. This is the first year 17 million cars have been sold since before 2008. Now, the SUV sales are great. The price of a barrel of West Texas Intermediate crude is half of what it was a year ago. The price yesterday was under $46 a barrel. So the price of gasoline is finally going down at the pump. When I say finally, remember when Newt Gingrich said all the gasoline should be $2.50 or under? No matter what it costs them to buy it because of the way they produce it, the way they ship it around now, the number of gallons of gasoline being sold is directly related to what it costs. So in California, where the prices are ridiculous now. I mean, just plain outrageous. The predictions were that gasoline would be at or under $2 after Labor Day. I see it heading in that direction.
Not in California.
No. What are you paying for gas, Roberta, in New York?
California, I was just out in California, and I could not figure out how gas could be anywhere from $3.69 a gallon to $5.04 a gallon.
Ask Jennifer, she'll tell you.
Within a 5 or 10 mile range.
Because people are crazy.
It was nuts.
Well, it's nuts.
First, I'd like to know where you found $3.99 gas, because I haven't been able to find that.
I found $3.69 gas. Go to Gas Buddy, and it'll tell you where to find it. It's actually right by the airport. I think it was like $3.79 for gas. It wasn't bad at all. But Beverly Hills, it was $5.04 at a mobile station.
Yeah.
I was like, seriously, guys?
And is that the only gas station in Beverly Hills? That's why.
Could not understand it. In New Orleans, we're paying $2.29.
Should be cheap there, because you got all the means of production there. Shipping is easy.
And then, you know, you shop at Winn-Dixie and you get gas points. Sometimes I pay under $1 a gallon for gas.
But it's just it is amazing how we are being duped, though, still by these people. And under the circumstances, when the cost of gasoline is low, home heating oil is low, all the other things, natural gas is low, so the president is sort of whistling in the dark because nobody's going to pay any attention to this. We think in short terms and short bursts. We think now, okay, today this is what the price is, so I'm buying a car for today. Tomorrow the price goes up again. That car becomes worthless. You trade it in for a little four-passenger putt-putt.
We started looking at cars the other day. You know, my wife drives a 2011 Ford Explorer.
Yeah.
All the bells and whistles, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, what are we going to replace it with? Because it's starting to get up there in miles. The price of cars is crazy.
Yeah.
Nice.
I can give $40,000 and $50,000 to buy a well-equipped SUV.
Yeah. That's what it is. Those Explorers are $45,000, $46,000, $48,000.
I grew up in the car business. I cannot make myself spend that kind of money on four wheels. Can't do it.
Well, that's why I always buy used cars, Richie, because I want to buy a car that costs maybe $60,000-$70,000 when it was new, but it's off that mark by $30,000 by the time it's been driven a couple of years. Excuse me. So, but it's really a very difficult circumstance to justify all this stuff. And the insurance rates, that you never look at when you buy the car. Wait till you get the insurance bill. I got the insurance bill for my new car. And in Massachusetts, they value the insurance premium on what the car costs new. Never mind what it's worth. It's what it costs new. And that makes no sense to me whatsoever.
I mean, dude, I'm buying, $20,000 for a car for me is ridiculous, and you can't buy anything.
$20,000, that's nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
$20,000, oh my goodness.
That's like a wheel.
I know.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
Yep. 44 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, saying hi to Linda Thurman, who was very, very, very nice in her comments. She actually posted about Charlotte because she remembered something and saw something online. So, Linda, thank you very much for bringing that around to the focus. Stand by. This is Doug's Good Day.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
This report is brought to you by Fiber One. The most exciting summer holiday is upon us. And no, it doesn't involve fireworks. But you do get to indulge in America's favorite dessert whenever the craving strikes. July 30th is National Cheesecake Day. And this year, Fiber One has decided to turn it into a month-long celebration with its new cheesecake bars. In two delectable flavors, salted caramel and strawberry. Lisa Lillian, best-selling author and creator of Hungry-Girl.com.
Summertime is full of temptation, so you need to choose wisely. There are lower calorie options for all of our favorite foods, even cheesecake. When you're looking for a sweet treat, try a portion-controlled Fiber One cheesecake bar. Each one has 150 calories and 20% of your daily fiber.
And what better way to celebrate than with a cheesecake sweepstakes? Visit Fiber One on Facebook for the chance to win a year's supply of Fiber One cheesecake bars and cash prizes through August 31st. For full rules, visit facebook.com/Fiber One.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, filler paper and folders, just 1 cent. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Filler paper limit 3, folder limit 10. In-store only while supplies last, ends 8/15.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
So this is a good day, 48 minutes after the hour. Jennifer, Roberta, Richie, and I, you know how passionate I am about GMO foods, about farming, about the American farmer, about what he or she faces, the problems of dealing with huge government and huge agribusinesses. And one of the things that I find most frustrating is the way the system works. And you've heard me talk about it, maybe not in specific terms, but you've heard me talk in general terms about how the door folds open and shut on not just in the FDA or not just in the government itself. Business people go into government so they can shape policy, then they leave so that their companies benefit from their having shaped policy. There's probably no better example of that than a fellow named Michael Taylor, who is the deputy commissioner now in charge of rules and process for the Food and Drug Administration. His job is to protect you from companies like Monsanto. The only problem with Mr. Taylor is before he was the deputy commissioner of the FDA, he was the second vice president in charge of public relations, media information, and a new product for Monsanto. So how does a guy who is a former vice president for Monsanto, who poisons basically everything that we consume, go over to the FDA that's supposed to protect you from people like Monsanto? How does that happen? How does that work? How do we don't know it because we don't pay attention to it because the government is too big. All right, you want to know something else?
Yes.
There are many people like Jennifer who revere Clarence Thomas. I've always thought...
Excuse me.
Clarence Thomas.
I don't know if I revere him. Well, that's a strong word.
You think that he has done a good job as Supreme Court Justice. Probably you agree with a lot of his policy. No. Okay.
Yes, I would.
Did you know that he represented as the chief lawyer for Monsanto for 14 years? It was his firm, and then for 14 years he was at this firm. 4 years he was the chief lawyer for Monsanto. And as a Supreme Court Justice, he's ruled in favor of Monsanto every single time an issue has come up involving them. Is this right? Is this the way you want your government to be run? Is this America in 2015? And there are examples on top of examples on top of examples of this sort of collusion, this kind of crap going on as we try to, the people who are into modern farming. I have a radio program called The American Family Farmer. It's supposed to extol the value and virtue of people who are making family farms live and survive. But we're always fighting with the Monsantos of the world, and you got, when the cases go to court, you got people like Clarence Thomas, who used to work for Monsanto, making the decisions. It's just wrong. But something you should know about as you figure out who you're going to vote for and support as we get into that season. You're 51 after on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com to talk about the length of time you spend on an airplane, and is it healthier for you to go across the country by stopping? Is Southwest the healthiest airline because you can't get anywhere direct with them? You got to get off, change planes in Chicago or Baltimore or some other place. It's a very interesting spin. If you like air travel, I kind of like it in a comfortable seat. But I'm just thinking, you know, if you spend 5-6 hours on a plane going somewhere, what does it do to your bodily health? And this study of the so-called economy class syndrome suggests that long airplane flights are really dangerous to your health. So we'll get into that. We'll find out where the deals are as well from Tom Parsons at bestfares.com in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Trick with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever wondered what makes your home a home sweet home? Or maybe you're trying to sell your home in a lackluster economy. Here's the what to do science of it.
I'm listening.
If you have one of those homes that's so comfy you never want to leave it, chances are your home is rich in these five areas. First, you have good neighbors. Bad neighbors can turn a home sweet home into a home bad home. Next, it's private. You can hide out when you need to. Third, it's flexible. More than a place to dwell, it's a sanctuary, an office, a love nest. Fourth, you can add personal touches, make it smell good. And finally, it's secure. You feel safe. In the middle of us, what's the chief psychological trick?
The perfect home to buy or sell or live in meets more psychological needs than physical ones. Got a question or a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
All right, Tom Parsons is here with us on Good Day from bestfares.com. Long airplane flights, dangerous to your health or not? Some people say yes, there's a genuine link between air travel and potentially life-threatening blood clots. Reports of passengers dying from clots following a long flight have escalated in the past years. Cramped airline seating apparently is the problem. So this is called the economy class syndrome, Tom. More people are dying because the airplanes are more crowded because they want to get more money out of each trip. So is there a suit? I'm wondering if there's some smart lawyer who's figuring this out, start a class action lawsuit against the airlines for making the conditions so cramped.
You know, the size of the seats right now, I mean, we have bigger planes, like the 787, the 777, and they can go much further than they ever have been.
Right.
So you're talking 5,000, 6,000 miles one way.
Yep.
And therefore, you are going to be on that plane a little bit longer. And again, they say you should just get up and walk as much as you can.
Get up and walk around,
flights, but I don't think you have a problem here in America. Sure, the flights are, even if you have to make the connection, that's not going to make you cramp up.
Really? Well, it happens to me sometimes. I get restless leg.
You
and
still walk down the aisle.
I do. That's when I get up and walk around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
No.
All right.
It's one of those things where, but I don't hear that many people.
No.
We see it blasted all over the TV if somebody's dying because, I just don't see it. I see that much.
All right, let's see what you see when it comes to fares. You and I were talking about the inconsistencies, whatever it is that's going on, published fares by competitive airlines going. I most frequently travel from Boston to L.A., and I'm looking at prices to go next month, and they're crazy, at least on the airline that I want to fly on. It's $200 more than everybody else. How do they get away with that?
Demand, whatever. I mean, it doesn't mean it doesn't adjust as we get into the seasons, but we have some crazy airfares. I mean, this weekend,
for example,
Chicago, I'll take the hot cities, Chicago, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Los Angeles has really been hot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, if you make a stop and don't fly nonstop, Boston, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., and New York are coming in on Tuesdays and Wednesdays only at $150 round trip.
Wow.
And that's round trip. Now, the airlines, it cost them about 13 to 15 cents a mile system wide to, that's where once they get 13 or 15 cents a mile, that's when they start making a profit.
Yeah.
That airfare comes out at 3.2 cents per mile, and you're flying at 75% less than airlines cost.
Uh-huh. All right.
I think that's a heck of a good deal.
Sounds like a deal. Check out the fares to where you want to go, destination wise, domestically or internationally, by going to Tom Parsons bestfares.com. It's spelled the way it sounds. Tom and Doug at 59 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.